there's always characters in the coffee. I've talked about this before. For those of you that are new to my podcast, please do listen to some of my previous ones. Best thing to do is start thinking first of who the audience member is so you can decide who your character needs to be. If you don't learn voice acting, you're never going to truly connect to your copy. You will be able to put on a great voice, and you may even get hired on that great voice. But if you don't truly act, if you don't truly connect to character and finding out who you are and really truly meaning what you're saying, why would the client hire you? The client put everything they have into this little baby. Every ounce of money they have. They put every ounce of time that they have. They put a lot of effort into this stuff. It goes through a million hands before it ever gets to ours. That's why we have to deal with so many clients all the time. But if I was a client and I put all my investment into this project, have you ever done that? Have you ever put everything you have into one little basket? Doesn't that basket hold a lot of value to you? We need to hold that same value on that project. Each and every project we have, we need to put the value of who is saying it and why they're saying it and how we can make that realistic for the client. Because we need to believe in the product, whether we do or we don't. We need to believe that we're the teacher, whether we are or we're not. We need to believe that we're this hard sell, aggressive salesman who really needs to make a sale before his wife kills him. Or not. Our job is to be believable. Our job is to convince you that you must have what we're selling. And that's not an easy task. So I encourage you all, if you've avoided taking training with me because you think I focus on character too much, give me a chance. Let me show you why I do that. And let me assure you, it has nothing to do with animation. There's a lot of different characters. We all have characters in us. In fact, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your nieces and your nephews and your friends are not only the best characters you could ever develop and bring to the table, but they're also potential clients. Don't forget that. It's hard for me to talk for such a short amount of time. I have lots to share with you. If you want to listen to some more of my podcast, please go to my website at debsvoice.com and click on Mike and Me and my podcast section. And also in my Shantycast section, where we're starting to also post the tip of the months, turning them into little mini podcasts. We're going to get a CD compilation put together for you very soon, so keep watching for that. Please keep in touch. We would love to hear from you. Send us an email or sign up to our newsletter@mikeandme.com or info@mikeandme.com. That's MICNME.com. Until next time, everyone, take care. I'm Debbie Monroe.